Good morning. Psalm 34, verse 1 through 8. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him.
Thank you so much for reading for us this morning. Let's pray as we come to God's word. Heavenly Father, we are very thankful for your love, for sending the Lord Jesus Christ to die for us on the cross. Please help us as we see the great love in this passage. In Jesus' name, amen. It will help me and help you if you keep your eyes on the first three verses of Psalms 34. It's no secret that Mexico has some of the most fearsome drug cartels around the world. They use fear and intimidation to intimidate many. So once upon a time in 2009, I was held by a drug cartel. I was scared. I was confused. I was accused for entering their territory on the U.S.-Mexican border without their permission. I was scared and terrified, but the Lord helped me. The question we ask ourselves this morning as we look at this psalm is it really possible to praise the Lord at all times? Is it really possible to praise the Lord at all times? Well, coming here in at Psalms 34, we see that David, the author of the psalm, David and his people were scared, but the Lord has helped them. They were scared, but the Lord has helped them. Since their Exodus rescue from Egypt, God's people, we are told, to praise the King of Psalms chapter 1 and Psalms chapter 2, in whom all will find their refuge. So you and I this morning, we can imagine King David when he was a little boy with some lambs flocking around him and his grandma or his grandpa telling him the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. And he decides that on that truth, he will trust the Lord with his life. And that's exactly what we see in this psalm, the way he expresses his trust in the Lord. But is it really possible to praise the Lord at all times? If you've been a Christian for some time, it's very much kind of straightforward. You will just say something like, yes, it is possible. But think about it. When you are scared of something that's coming, it could be maybe you are losing your job. It could be maybe you're facing some sort of health issues in your own life. Is it possible to praise the Lord at all times? Or maybe you found yourself in the same situation where I was in 2009, held by some sort of group, or just fearful for your own life, and you don't know what to do. Is it possible to praise the Lord at all times? Or you can imagine you're traveling somewhere, your car breaks down in the middle of nowhere, you pull out your phone, there is no cell phone signal. what you do. Is it possible to praise the Lord at all times? Here, first of all, David tells us in verse 1. Have a look with me at verse 1. He says, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. David and his people, his men, were in great danger. They were running away from their enemies. Yet he will highly praise the Lord. That's what extol means in verse 1. He highly praises the Lord. And that's the reason he will not boast in his lion and bear giant slaying military experience. But what he says in verse 2 tells us where his glory is. What does he say in verse 2? Have a look with me at verse 2. He says, I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and be glad. David and those with him were afflicted and paralyzed by fear. So he thinks, I will act in pretense. I will act and go crazy nuts. So what does he do? He slobs. He lets saliva drips down on his beard. He scratches the doors, leaving marks on the door. And he pretends to be insane, a madman. Of course, if you want to know the whole context of what happens here in Psalms 34, have a look at 1 Samuel chapter 21. David, being in great danger, he decides to trust the Lord, even in his own pretense. You and I may never have pretended to be insane, but maybe we can remember a time when we made an excuse to simply get out of trouble. Fear has a way to make us do things that would never do otherwise. Fear has no logic. So is it possible to praise the Lord at all times? Suppose you are at school and some bullies are coming after you with nowhere to run, nowhere to turn. What do? You pray. Or suppose you are at work and your company has been laying off people and your boss calls you to his office on the top floor. You get into the elevator. As the lift goes up, your stomach sinks. What do you do? What do you do? If you are here and a Christian, Jesus will help you. The Lord will help you. And that's the reason David, in verse 3, he will not keep it to himself, but he invites all the afflicted around him to glorify the Lord together with him. People, you may say today that they have mental health issues, whatever the name you may want to put on that. He invites everyone to magnify and glorify the Lord together with him because the Lord had helped him. Have a look with me at verse 3 on what David says. Oh, glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Do you see glorify and together, the words used in verse 3? If you want to know more on the reason why David will glorify the Lord, please keep reading Psalms 34. In verse 4, he says, the Lord delivered him from all his fears. He says, I sought the Lord. I called out to the Lord. Maybe you might imagine a 911 call. You are in the herd, you don't know where to turn. and all you could do, all you can do is just pull out your phone and just ring 911. Maybe that's what David did in his own time of trouble. But in verse 4, he tells us, he called out to the Lord, he sought to the Lord, and the Lord delivered him from all his fears. He praises the Lord because of what the Lord has done. If you want to read Psalms 33, it's all about praising the Lord for who he is. He is good, and his mercy endures forever. But here in Psalms 34, David praises the Lord because of what the Lord has done. He helped him in his own time of trouble. And the Lord has helped us today. Many years later, God's anointed king, like David, he is humanly shaken to the point of sweating blood. Jesus, before he was arrested, he's praying, he's sweating blood. He says, later on, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Yet he prays, not my will, but your will be done. On the cross, Jesus dies to glorify the Father, in whom all will find their salvation. And friends, that's a good enough reason to praise the Lord at all times. Because what Jesus offers is not just for a day, it's not just for a week, it's not just having a good year, but it's now and forever. Of course, this is not just to praise the Lord because the Lord has been so good to me or because he has helped me. I can praise the Lord when he's helped someone else as well. You see, praise is both private and corporate. And that's a good reason to show up on a Sunday morning at church. The times I've had a bad week, it's so easy to just decide to stay in and say, oh, well, you know, I've just had a bad week, about a few days, it's a terrible weekend. Why do I even go to church? But when I've been encouraged to show up at church, even if when I feel down within me, I get to hear how the Lord has helped someone else. And that rejoices my heart. And that's a good reason for the local church or for the whole to have a home church. Because I may show up feeling discouraged. I may be living, feeling encouraged in my own life. Praise is both private and corporate. I praise the Lord for what he's done to help me, but also praise the Lord for what he has done to help someone else. And all of us, we can praise the Lord. David used to be our church music leader in Mexico. Him and I, every week, we used to go and share God's word at a drug rehab center. So one Tuesday morning, I drove to David's house to pick him up. I was furious. I found David dormido, asleep. It was not the first time that David was being late, or he would get us late to different events. And of course, I know all about, I try to understand the culture in which we work. In between, we all know Mexico, Flexico. Well, I picked up David and we got to the rehab center 20 minutes late. But what we found was ugly. Unknown to us, some of the inmates were former drug cartel members on the run for their lives. Arriving 20 minutes late, it was ugly. A violent bunch had went in and shot several people dead in the head. The Lord helped us. Today I can testify that the Lord helped us. 20 minutes before that, I was so frustrated with David. 20 minutes later, I was grateful for how the Lord wanted to work out that situation. The Lord will help you. And of course, sure enough, if you are here and you've been thinking about the possibility that Brother Jimmy mentioned this morning to go on a mission trip to Mexico, of course, you will have some maybe safety concerns and so on. But I hope you will not be discouraged. You see, God's word does not call us to preach a gospel that promises wealth and safety at all cost. But this passage invites our lips to praise the Lord regardless of our situation. Wherever we are here in the United States, wherever we go, Mexico and beyond, you and I can be sure that we are secure in God's hands. And that's the reason why we can praise the Lord at all times. Because Jesus does not only promise salvation today or tomorrow or just a few months of peace. Salvation in Jesus is forever. Forever is not found in our job contract. Forever is not found in your business agreements. Forever is not even found in your marriage, on your marriage title, marriage certificate, or anything. Forever is only found in Jesus Christ. Because his salvation, he saves today and he saves forever, beyond our lifetime here on planet Earth. So as we finish, our question remains, is it possible to praise the Lord at all times? And the answer is yes, because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. I might have a bad day today. It could be a bad weekend. I might be having a difficult week coming along. You and I can praise the Lord, that regardless of our social standing, regardless of our situation, regardless of our circumstances, we can count on Jesus. Now, tomorrow, and forever. And of course, you might be here looking in with questions on what Christianity is all about. You and I, from this passage, we can know that the Lord helps. The Lord saves, not only today and forever. But of course, all of this may be a bit confusing and might sound like Swahili to you. Well, I want to say, Hakuna Matata. No worries. Please reach out to a member of our church family and he will be able to point you in the right direction on how to discover on why the Lord helps and his salvation. And maybe you were here and you've been a Christian for many years. Could be 5, could be 10, could be 40. You and I might be going through difficult situations, difficult circumstances. You might be worried about your own health. Maybe you know someone who is unwell and they are on their deathbed right now. Or perhaps your job situation is in jeopardy right now. Or you're worried about the increasing interest rates on how you will pay off your mortgage. Or simply you'll be able to maintain that retirement fund. The Lord will help you. Or perhaps you and I are here, and we know a presidential election is coming up. Well, you live in Virginia, and it's a swing state. And you're kind of trying to figure out, should I go blue this time, or should I go red, or should I just stay purple? The Lord will help you. Our circumstances may be different. They may be difficult. But the Lord will help us. And therefore, we can praise Him. Because He's not only alive today, but forever. You and I can trust in Jesus. The Lord will help us. Therefore, let's praise Him in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful this morning because of the privilege we have to know You as Father. Lord Jesus, we thank You because for the joy that was set before You, You endured the cross. And today, we can trust in You regardless of our situation. Please help us, especially when we are going through hard times. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.